So let's start off with your, because you know you remember your grandparents in the area. So you were born in
I
Inkpen,
was born down Burgess's Line.
and your parents were they native of Inkpen? Are they all?
No, they were Kintbury.
Right, okay.
My mum was Westwoodie and
Yes.
my dad was Kintbury.
Right, okay.
And when I was 4 years old, we moved to Ball Hill. And that's where my gran used to, because they lived in Westwoodie. My dad used to take me there and she used to walk me through in the pram, up through by the Crown and Garter, across the road, through the Firs and out the back to clean out one of the council houses. As one was cleaned out, they'd build another one and she'd cleaned all those out. And I used to run down here, right from the top, down to the corner here to the pub. Get a packet of crisps and a bottle of lemonade. I was only five, mind you, running about on my own. I can see it as plain as day. I can see the where you went and got your drink and the sawdust on the floor and those urns where they used to spit in, you know. I remember all that. Yeah. Well, that was that one. So
So
what?
you remember your grandparents. What
Yeah.
did they do for a living?
My granddad worked for Henderson's.
Right,
He
yes.
was a plower and he used to do the ploughing and all that with these two huge great cart horses. Oh, you never see anything. They were beautiful, so high, you
Yeah.
know. And he used to bring them down because they lived in a cottage just down the bottom. And he used to bring them home at lunchtime. They used to walk behind him, these huge great horses. And he used to tie them up at the gate, put their hay bag on the fence. He used to go and have his lunch, then come out and hook it and take them back. If I was there, he used to put me up on one, and there was on me like this. I wonder I don't walk like that. Yeah, and take me back up to the farm. Look,
And did your gran work or
no, my gran didn't.
no?
No, she had to look after three boys and two girls. Look,
What about your granddad on the other side?
I can't quite remember them.
No,
No,
okay.
I can't remember. I think they died quite early,
Yeah.
actually. Yeah, no, I can't go
I think
quite.
that wasn't unusual. Do you remember when your granddad was born, roughly?
Oh,
It
Chris.
would be about 18.
18 something. It was written down it on one of the photographs, but I'll have to try and find
Yeah,
that.
probably in the
It was the
1870s.
18. Yeah.
So your parents, what did your parents do?
My mum used to do just cleaning. She used to go and work for Melverley's that used to be up at Heath End, the big house. That's where her and her friend used to go to work. And then my dad, he was in the army for quite a few years. He used to walk along the Loo Beach in Cornwall. There was two of them. One used to go one way, and then they used to meet every month and sit and have cigarettes, look, because they had to make sure there was no ships coming in with guns and things like that. So they used to sit and have a fag, and then they used to park, didn't they, and go the other way.
So were they were like
Decoys.
they were there to stop
Yeah,
anything.
they could get in touch, or some way they could get in touch or something with if they saw one come in, because they used to try and get to the beach to shoot, didn't they? Years ago. Yeah, and that's what he done, and he lived he was up in Bakewell, up in
Well, there's Derbyshire.
Derbyshire. That's right, he was up there, stationed up there. And every now and again he had a motorbike because he was a dispatch rider as well. And he used to bike down, come down, oh, about every 3 months with a load of food in his pallier. Sorry, he used to bring it from the canteen and bring, because the food was, you know, you had a job to get food
Yeah,
then.
too right.
Yeah,
Too
so
right.
yeah.
So do you remember anything of the war? You don't remember the war itself. You were
No,
born
I
in
can remember
30s.
those old doodlebugs and the
Yes.
planes. I can remember all that because we had to have everything was blackened out, all those black blinds, everything was black. And if you had a tiny little hole, you had to put plaster over it, because if they saw there was a light on, they'd
So was
bomb
that
you.
the Home Guard who would come
Yeah,
round? Because
they
I don't.
used
Was there
to.
a warden in Inkpen?
I can't remember.
It's probably all Home Guard.
Yeah, they were all Home Guards, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when the war was more or less come to an end, my dad was in the Home Guard. That's it, he was in the Home Guards when he finished. They used to come down, you know, these blokes were still in the army sort of thing. But I used to be on the gate. Mind you, I was only about 5. I was on the gate and these chaps was all coming down the road with their guns on their shoulders and all that. And they got by, hello, my dear. I said, hello, my daddy's up there. My dad was hiding up in the old holly tree with his gun. Yeah, I used to tell him where he was. My mum often used to say that. She used to say, oh, dear, them chaps, they used to fall about. Because they used to come down the next day and they say, I wonder if he's in that tree or that one.
So do you remember any of the Americans stationed here? Do you remember?
I know we used to go up to the base. We used to go there dancing and things like that. And all the stars and that used to come over.
Yes.
And sing for us or dance for us or do that sort of thing. Like, there was a load of them we met. The film stars. Yeah. So,
and what age were you then?
What was I, about 25?
So when you were born in 70, in 37?
I was born in 38.
38, okay.
Yeah. And
so that's the early 60s, you were up at Greenham?
Oh, yeah.
Good times. Well,
there were some handsome chaps up there, but of course I had a husband then, see? Yeah. Yeah. That was a nuisance, wasn't it? And 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lovely life because the Bolters and that, we used to go with them. And Shirley Angel, And then they all used to come. We all used to go. And then, because they used to drive. We used to drive home. What we used to be able to do. Yes. Naughty, wasn't it? Yes.
So your parents sort of had quite an experience of things outside of Inkpen?
No. They did all sorts of things, but they stayed in the village. They're always talking, or they would meet if somebody was gardening. You used to stand at the gate and things like that, but not anymore, do you?
For you growing up in the village, you grew up in here, Ball Hill, West Woody.
Yeah.
But I guess that's pretty much the same
kind
of environment anyway.
Yeah.
So what was it, what sort of facilities did you have when you were growing up? Did you have things like indoor loos? And I presume you had a tin bath and stuff.
No. Well, we had a kitchen when we were at Ball Hill. Had the kitchen with a fireplace, with a copper in the corner of the kitchen, where Mum used to fill it with water, boil it, light a fire underneath in the kitchen.
Yes.
Then we had sort of a little range. We did have a sink, but you had to tip the water and, you know, go and get the water out of the well. We had the toilet outside in a shed. And Dad used to have to empty the bucket about every fortnight down the garden, dig a hole and bury it, which was a good thing to do. It wasn't poisoning anything or doing anything. And that's what happened. And we must have got some money together, or I think he helped himself at the wood, at the builder's place where he was worked. That was just over the fence. Used to go and get the coke in a bath. Right. And they thought the world of him. E.A. Bance and Sons, that was the builders there. At the top of Ball Hill.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because Bance in Ball Hill, he did really well, didn't he? He was a big businessman.
Oh, yeah, they were lovely people. They thought the world of me. I was the beauty of Ball Hill, they said. Because I was about the only one there for quite a few years, look. Anyway, they thought my dad was absolutely wonderful. He used to be the boss of the blokes, you know, that used to. And they did a lot of work up at Newbury. And they built a bungalow exactly like this. Well, we built this exactly like that. But anyway, this architect was up there when my dad was up there one day. And he said, this architect, here, you got any plans for this? And he said, yeah. He said, well, would you want some? He said, yeah, I'll have some. He said, my son-in-law and daughter wants to build a bungalow in Inkpen. Oh, we are then. We had the plans for nothing. When it started being built, this brick lorry came from London, parked out here. I had to call Pete from up the mill. I said, there's a London brick lorry down here. Oh, he said, yeah, that's your daddy's ordered all the bricks. Then all the critter windows and all the tiles on the roof. Because Sarah Bance, Sarah Porter,
yes.
She goes out to the
market.
Yeah. Oh, I love her. She used to love my mum. My mum used to do her housework as well. She'd know everything if you spoke to her about my mum and that.
I've known Sarah for years.
Yeah, she is lovely. And she was so nice when my mum died, because she rang and she went, because she said, I can't, your mum's not about. She went down and she was dead, look. And she had to help me sort everything out. Yeah, she was really lovely. So that's how this came about.
So the Edwards told you the plot?
No, it gave us it. Mr. Edwards gave us this, and right. He gave us £50 to put in the Midland Bank. £50 then, that's a lot of money.
Too right.
Yeah,
it was.
Never really thought, Pete, because as I told you, Pete was going to be one of the bosses up there, but he didn't get round to it, no.
So if you think back to when you did shopping.
Yeah.
In your early years, when you went with your mum to do shopping.
Yeah.
Where did you go for shopping?
Oh, we only went, we used to have a baker, vegetable man, a fish man, and of course the milk. Used to come around and they used to pour it in my mum's, those cans.
Yeah, little metal.
The milk, metal cans. And that's why we didn't really go shopping. It didn't have to go out, sort of
and
thing.
Did you grow your own stuff?
Oh, yes. We had more blooming cabbages and Brussels sprouts than anybody, I think.
And did you have a pig?
Yeah, we had a pig. We had two. My dad sold one when it was ready for slaughter. And we had one at home. It was all cut up and this chap used to come in every week to salt it. That was in the larder.
Yeah,
this lump of pig in the larder, just being sort of sorted. And you know the furze bush?
Yes.
Next to there were some fields. My dad used to keep a lot of pigs out there years ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Of course, he used to go in for a pint, I spent every time he went up.
The furze bush was, it wasn't much, it wasn't really a pub.
No,
it was, it was sort of, I guess there was a, there were several chairs outside for people to sit in.
Yeah, you could have.
And there was like a front room that
that's
people could sit in.
Yeah. And then there was a little cottage thing next to it. And there were stairs going up to it. And this couple used to live in there for years. And her husband ever such a bad chest infection and all that. And he had a little shed out in the little field. And he used to be out there because of his breathing. So, I can remember that.
Do you remember the Swedish homes?
Yes,
Do you remember them being built? Or?
Yeah, I can just remember that. Because we used to bike to work, look. I worked in Woolworths.
In Newbury?
Yeah. And five of us used to bike from Ball Hill to work in Woolworths in Newbury. And of course, we used to go down past all that, look up through there and down the back way, down past the pub.
Yes.
And I can remember them being built. Yeah.
So when did you move to Inkpen?
On that post, I think it's 1957.
Right.
It's engraved on.
So this bungalow was built then.
Yeah. 66 years old, this bungalow is.
And when were you married? What year?
More or less the same time, I think, because I was pregnant when I got married. Naughty girl. I can remember my mum, we were sat in the sitting room, and Pete was sat there and talking to my dad, and I was sat there, and I thought, what's she gone behind the sofa for? Anyway, she said, here, old man. You better do something about that, hadn't you? And that was all she said. Of course. Oh, yeah, I will, Pete said. Yeah, I will. And that was it. And there used to be a baker's over there, and Mum used to work for them, and she used to, they used to come round every week with the bread. But then we had this huge great tray with all these pasties and tarts and everything on that she'd sent over for the kids. It was a good life. And the milk lady and the milkman that used to come round, and the post lady, Mrs. Strange, that used to live round the with your posts and things. It was so nice because you talked to everybody, didn't you?
You did.
It was really nice. And then there were Stouts buses years ago, look. They used to take it. Oh, them old buses had a job to get up the hill going into But they were so nice and friendly. And then Algers took it over and that was it.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Same buses and same difficulty getting up the hill.
Yeah. Oh, we used to laugh. They used to keep changing gear and trudging. But they'd help you off with your shopping and things like that. But now it's get off, hurry up. No, I don't get on a bus now.
So let me see where we are on your list.
Well,
we don't go transport. So we got the buses. You used to bike everywhere. But when you were a real youngster, what did you do then? How did your parents take you around? I mean, you went you were tiny.
I had a big old three wheeler. It was a huge, great thing. And that's what we used to use to go anywhere, but we never went far, you know. I think it only went at the pub and back and that. But we used to bike everywhere.
Yes.
And we used to come down to Tumbling Bay at Kimberley from Ball Hill on our bikes to swim, you know, and nobody took any notice.
But Tumbling Bay, is that the canal?
Yes, right. Yeah. And there was a special bit that was quite big and round.
Yes.
The bridge was, it was just by the bridge. And we used to swim in there, look.
And the kids from the school, from Inkpen School, used to go there for their swimming lessons, so...
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so that...
Yeah.
Kimberley was the sort of local swimming pool.
That's right.
Church. Yeah. Did you go to church at all?
I did, but we weren't church. You know, we were very loyal and things like that, but we just didn't make it. I used to love going down here with Pete. If he wanted some help lifting or doing anything like that. And yeah, but otherwise, no. You know, got married there.
When you were a youngster,
the
NHS wasn't in existence.
No, it wasn't.
So where did your mum and dad go for... They went to see
their local... We had a doctor's down at Kimberley.
Right.
Dr. Gilman.
And was that where...
You know the pub... The Prince of Wales.
Yes.
Just next to that, there's a house, isn't there? Lays back. That was the surgery.
Right.
It was their sitting room and their hallway. That's what they use. But he was a fantastic doctor. He was brilliant. Because Wayne had croup when he was tiny and he nearly died once. But he said, just ring me and I will come up, he said, and watch him. He came up one night at 10 o'clock. And he sat here till 12 o'clock watching Wayne just to see what his reactions were when he coughed and on all that. He said, right, you'll be all right. But he said, here's a little red pill. Give it to him if he doesn't get any better and it will cure it. But if it doesn't, burn it, he said. And that was it. He trusted you, you know. Brilliant doctor. And then Dr. West down here, he was good. But these, I don't know what to make of these. Give you one thing and tell you another. Oh, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. If you can't use it, that's all right. Well, we got them all. I bet they're glad when I come out.
So
you'll think of me now when you're at home. You'll think that bloody woman down there.
I wouldn't.
No.
School. Let's do school. I haven't done. So I you went to school in Ball Hill?
Yeah, no, I went to school in Wharton Hill.
Wharton Hill, okay.
Yeah, and then I went from there to Shaw House in Newbury. Yes. Yeah, that was... I did like it, but I didn't like a lot of the girls there, as we say. that was that.
Do you remember Shops in Ink Pen?
Yeah, that was Charlie Rolfe. Yes. He lived round opposite the Crown and Garter.
Yes.
Had that one. It lay just back in that, well, a bit of wooded area. That's where it was. We used to go around there and shop. Me and my Eileen May, you know, Gordon May and Richard and Edwina. Well, her mum and then we all used to walk round there and get our shopping look. And then after that, after they closed quite a bit afterwards, it was Whitlock's.
Yes, yeah. That's the post office road.
Yeah, but anyway, they were good.
So, you know, and that was the post office as well.
Yeah, that was
You don't remember the old post office?
Yeah, that was down where the telephone kiosk.
That's right, where the Edwards ran there.
That's right, yeah.
Did you go in there?
Oh, I used to go in there, yeah. Yeah, in the post office, an old chap sat there. It was good old days. It was really good.
I think they did watch repairs as well, or clock repairs.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So, you know, there's always somebody in the village to do something or other.
Yeah.
You know, sort something out.
Yeah.
What else do you remember the, I know that the sawmill is mostly to do with woodwork, but they did wrought iron gates and things like that.
Oh, yes, they did all sorts, yeah. And, you know, they would go out and do fencing and it was, that's what kept Pete out of the army, was the coffins and the wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when was Pete born, do you remember?
Pete was born in Kimbury.
But when?
Oh, when? No, he was 2 years older than me.
Okay, so 36?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you knew Pete, first of all, you were in your 20s.
No, I was 16.
You were 16. So he was apprenticed still?
Oh, yes, he was only young. Very, very young, yeah. Because that's what I, about, my mum couldn't believe that he was doing coffins and laying people out at that age.
But Roy Palmer, who used to live down here, he was a builder and part of his job was laying people out. And he did Shelbourne and whatever. So it was a normal thing for a builder or builder's merchant to do.
That's right. Yeah, because there wasn't the specialist in it. Well, it was only money making and
but they knew the people that they were dealing with.
Yeah, that's right.
What did you think about the sawmills when you first got to know Pete?
Tracy and then they used to often go up there, you know, to find their dad. And Ernie Trehorn, do you remember him? Ernie Trehorn, he used to do all the boiler work in the, you know, he used to keep the boiler going.
Yes.
Well, he was so good, if I was out and my kids came home from school, they knew just where to go up to Ernie. He never got married or anything like that. But I never had to worry about him being the other way or anything. He'd have those kids up there until Pete come and got them and bring them home, you know. It was so family orientated then. And then there was old Mrs. Edwards, you remember her up opposite the sawmill?
I do vaguely.
Just by end. And Megan, she was Don's wife. You was in their place, oh my God. They used to take the nappies off when they were wet, but they didn't wash them. They used to hang them over the Rayburn to dry. You didn't wash it, you just dried it, and the smell. And then Rona Edwards, do you remember her in the White House?
Yes.
Yeah, that was, she was nice too.
See, the Edwards had quite a hold on Ink Pen overall.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of things that they did round here.
Yeah.
Pete did his apprenticeship.
Yes.
Then when he got his debentures or whatever.
Yeah.
So he then became a proper member of...
Oh, yeah.
Of the workforce.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And did they have many apprentices or...?
Oh, no. I think there was two of them. There was a lad that came from Kimbury and he came up and he was with Pete. Pete taught him how to do things. One day he cut his hand off. There was Pete up there going all through the sawdust to find his hand, put it in a plastic bag and took him straight to hospital.
Wasn't any good though, was it?
No, but the things he did, he wasn't afraid of anything, no. Pete, in the end, you know.
But people used to lose their fingers and stuff like that. I mean,
when he used to tell him, keep your hand away from the saws, you know, because there was a shield there, but these youngsters, they didn't put it on. When I think back now, you've brought a lot of it back and I can see it all as plain as day. I can see the workshop and the blimmin' great saw.
At the sawmills, I know the hooters used to go off regularly and everybody in the village seemed to know what time of day it was.
That's right.
But there were people to sort of look after things overnight. Yeah. I can't remember. I know Danny was the driver, wasn't he? Who was in the Robin's Hill?
Oh yes, yeah.
I can't see what his name was.
Oh no, nor can I.
But I think he used to drive the stuff around for them, drive the lorries.
And then there was Dorian John. He was a driver with one of the great big lorries, you know, with all those oak butts and all that on. They were coming home one night from the forest. This bloody great lorry they had. Pete had to sit on the front because it was so foggy they couldn't see. Turnbull. Oh, John Turnbull. Anyway, they were coming up the hill up out of Blandis Hill out in Kimbury. There was no houses or anything just down the bottom there. Anyway, the trailer come unhooked. Trailer started going back down the hill. Pete was sat on the front. Pete says, stop the engine. He says, no good stopping the bloody engine. The trailer's gone down the hill. So they was ages coming back with that. He said, the bloody snow, it was coming down and it was just slippery. All these things, it all comes back to me. So kids often ask me different things, you know. He said, do you remember when Dad was sat on the front of the lorry? He was a character, that John Turnbull. He didn't give a damn about anybody or anything. He'd do his own thing.
Well, when I was a youngster, we used to go, my brother and I used to help out at a farm.
Oh, did you?
And so we used to sit on the tractor on the side.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know they have like little mud guards that go part way over the...
Yeah.
Well, we used to sit on those with the tyres going.
Yeah. And you had your hands under there, didn't you?
You did, absolutely. And it was just the way it was. And I don't think we ever thought anything about it. You just held on and...
Yeah.
Did what you were told to do.
Oh, I'll never forget that night. It was late when he come in. I says, Crims, you looks tired. He says, oh, you bloody would be being with John Turnbull all day, and then that happened, he said.
So they used to go to forests and cut the trees down?
Yeah. Certain big oak trees. And, of course, they used to bring the big trunks all the back on this lorry and then take them up and saw them, look.
Did they let, because I know there's a picture of Folly Road with oak trees lining the whole of the road on both sides.
Yeah, over there. Kids used to play over there. And all down the back here.
Yes.
Full of trees. That's where Pete used to take our two kids, look, down the back and all that. That's where they learned a lot of stuff. He used to teach them as they were going down there, all what was... And it was all planks, look.
Yes.
These bits of wood. Then they'd bring it up and put it all through the things and get it all ready to make coffins. And
well, it was still running when I was here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the fencing, you know, they did a lot of fencing. Yeah. So
and they did the wheelbarrows for the Lidford Gorge disaster.
For the war things. Yeah. It was coming to an end then, it didn't, but that's what he used to do, these coffins.
Because Pete showed me a booklet of all the new things that they were planning to do.
Yeah,
that's And there's a lot of garden gates and things like that.
Oh yeah, lovely gates.
Yeah.
Because it's like now, even Dean said the other day, he said, Mummy said, I'd like to get a fence or, this one's rotting all the way down between us. It's my fence, but Dean... He said, oh, I'd get somebody to do it, but he said, I don't want to pull it up, Mum, he said, because that's what Dad done. And I says, yeah, but he'd say, oh, Christ, he says, it's rotting, get rid of it, you know. And Mrs. Alison across the road, because she wanted to start it off thinking she'd have a picket gate like fence like mine. And she said to Drace, who done that? She said, that was my dad years ago. She said, no wonder it's lasted.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, I want a new one, but I can't have a new one. I'd have to have somebody to mend it, you know, because you think, no, I don't want to get rid of everything. So, and do you remember, what's his name? He used to live down the Folly. He was a carpenter. He had his job. What was their name? And they had a lad that was quite a bit disabled. No, it was, they had a little workshop down there. Do you know what? I must try and find out their name. Anyway, my cousin used to work for him. And Wayne came home from school when he'd finished school at 15. He was led on the settee, and Pete came in one night. He says, "Here, old man," he says, "you finished school, ain't ya?" "Yeah, yeah," he said there. "Yeah, well, you've got to get a job then, lad." And that was it. He went down to, do you know what, I can't think of his name. Russell. Fred Russell. Yeah, he had a carpentry place. So my cousin took Wayne down there to work. He was such a bugger. He nailed Fred's Wellingtons to the door, nailed his coat. This was Fred's, he hadn't been down there long, and he nailed his clothes all up on the wall because he didn't like it down there. And then he went on the council. I don't know how they coped with him. And trouble is, he used to drink, David. That was a trouble.
I think quite a lot of people did, didn't you? Know, yeah. Quite a lot. Drink was quite a problem in Ingpen.
And he was a bouncer down opposite the Dundas, you know, that was a place across the road. He was a bouncer. And if anybody come out and had too much to say, he'd knock him for six, look. That's the way he was.
Now, let me just, this is a bit sort of all over the place, but Pete's uncle was one of the boxers at Hell Corner Farm?
Yeah.
Bare knuckle fighters.
His granddad.
His granddad.
Yeah, that was his granddad. Yeah, and then there was Les Bailey, who was the coalman. Yeah, I can just remember his granddad. And then, of course, that cottage down there, that the woman that's got that, she was a dentist down in Marlborough, so she knew my son-in-law, Kevin, Tracy's Kevin. And I was telling her about it, and she said, "What?" She said, "All those years ago, and that's still there." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Have you been up in the roof yet?" "No," she said, "why?" I said, "I think the rafters are tied up with binder twine." Yeah.
Who was the local Bobby, apart from Larry Workman?
That was all.
That was all. Larry was not exactly...
No, I think they could knock the hell out of him anyway, couldn't they? If anybody that had said anything to him.
He got done for drunk driving. And so he used to do his police round on a moped.
Oh, yes, I can remember that.
So he used to go round and just stop off. You just know, if he had something stolen the next day or day after that, he used to roll up on his moped.
Yeah. And then there was another one, lived up Robin's Hill. You know, you forget all the names, don't you? And he used to go in the pub of lunchtime. And then they used to turn him out, sort of tea time-ish. He used to fall asleep in that ditch over there. Get up when the pub opened, off in him, he went again.
And that's the Olive Branch.
The Olive Branch, yeah.
Do you remember when that closed?
Well, how old is this? What do I say, 66 years? This place is. And we lived in a cottage. It had turned into cottages before we built this, look. There was two cottages. Okay. Oh, yeah, we lived in the one this side. Then there was the Irish. Do you remember when the mill had a big fire up there?
Yes.
Well, it was him, that Irish bloke. Yeah. He cluttered off ever so quick because he lived next door to sort of me and Pete in the cottage. Yeah, so I suppose that's over 66 years ago, look.
Yeah. Now, the house that's next door, there was, the Connacks used to live there before that.
Yeah.
But before that, it was
Mrs. Harris.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Harris.
And before that, I think it was it like a workman's shed or something?
Yeah. I can't remember. No, I can't quite remember then, but the Harrises were such nice people. They used to help us a lot with the kids, you know.
But it wasn't a proper house. No, it was sort of...
What was it they call it? A chalet sort of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it had... faux bricks on the outside. It wasn't actually brick at all.
No.
Edwards had one of their people living there.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember quite where, but on the other side towards the wooden house, there was a shed there where somebody used to stay to keep the fires going overnight.
That's right. Yeah, that's up there. Because the only Trihorn, I think he used to do a lot of it up there. Sort of make sure it was all ship-shaped, you know, okay. Because they had to watch people going in there pinching stuff, even then, you know.
Because the Edwards also had a band. They also ran the village band. Had that sort of disappeared by the time you came?
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, I can't remember that. I know there used to be one over at Ball Hill, Jerry Etwell, that used to have a band over there.
Do you remember Tom Stacey?
Oh, yeah.
Because he used... There was a little brass band here, yeah. Which Tom Stacey was in.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's Brenny Hawkins's dad, isn't it? Tom Stacey.
Yes.
Used to live, yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Because my friend that lived at Ball Hill, her mum was married to one of the Staceys. And so they're all friend, all related to Brenny and that. But that all fell through. So, you know, but it if you look back, it all mix and match.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how many people roughly, can you guess how many people the sawmills employed?
There's Ernie Tryhorn, and then there was this young lad. There was Pete, John Turnbull, Pantin. Oh, it lived down where Tweezers are.
Right.
Him. And then there was Ron Ward, one of the relations. And Mrs. Rolfe, she was in the office. And that was it, I think. Oh, that was about it. There wasn't many there.
It must have been had a bigger workforce years ago, I would guess, because I think that...
I don't really know. I know Mr. Edwards is Conk Edwards. He used to live up... where did he live up? Newbury Way somewhere. They all had plenty of money. The two girls, Audrey Edwards and Joan. You know, Joan Edwards had that house built... right on the corner as you go down Bolston.
Yes.
That one. You knew Joan.
Yeah. He never lived in it, did he?
It was just her.
Oh, right, okay.
And I think she wasn't in it very long. I think she died. Then Audrey was married to this French bloke, and she owned all that wooded where Hallett, but they could never find her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then one day Pete was down... down in Marlborough, in that wooded area as you go into Marlborough, on the right-hand side. That him and Conk Goodall, Mr. Edwards' brother, had to go down there and mark some trees that needed to be cut down. Well, it was sort of in the winter, and it was getting dark. Anyway, Conk said, I just got to go and meet somebody, Pete. I'll come back and pick you up. So anyway, Pete sat on this log, he says, and I thought, it's getting darker and darker. Anyway, I thought, what can I do? He didn't have a phone, you know, then day. So he went up to this little cottage, and this lady said, what's the matter? He said, well, my boss has left me down here. He said, no, I think he's forgot to come and get me. So she had to ring him. He'd forgotten he was having his supper. He'd come down and pick Pete. Where's Pete sat? Oh, the things a poor old boy had to do.
Well, Pete certainly enjoyed it. I think it was...
Oh, that
I think
was his
it was
life, a, yeah. David. Yeah, that was his life.
You don't remember the Black Legend at all?
No, I can't quite remember that, but I can remember, you know, when the gibbet was burnt down nearly. Pete had... He redone that look, and... He had Tracy, she just started school. I'm going, she said. I'm going with Dad. So she followed him everywhere. If he was pulling stuff down and he pulled that wall down, she helped him. Then he made the window, you know, out. She helped him do that, knock it all out. Anyway, he took her up and they come back. She comes running in. Look at me, I covered in black paint, she said. She was in pink and white, David, and he'd stood her in the wind, and she was covered in black paint. Yeah, look, I was covered in black paint, she said, and laughed. And then when she was walking to school one morning, this is how tiny she was, she blew across Mr. Skeet's wall into his lawn. He was out there doing something. He says, oh dear. He said, I had to pick her up and take her back to Wayne to take her to school. And when he came in, he says, I ain't taking her no more. She's an embarrassment. Yeah, she says, I did blowed over the wall. honest to God, you sort of think back, and he would say, yeah, I did blow it over the wall, she said. Mr. Skeets picked my up. My kid's name, and I, honest to God. It's a wonder I'm here.
So Pete repaired the gibbet. Did he repair it more than once?
No.
Just the once?
No, just the once, yeah.
If you go back to when you first moved here, what were Christmases like? I know we had 1963, we had the heavy snow.
Oh, yeah, and I've got a photograph of Folly Road somewhere. Oh, David, you never see how it's so pretty. You couldn't see any greenery. The road is full, the branches are all down hanging in icicles, and the snow, it is beautiful. I must really look through all my photographs and find it and show you.
When you had your Christmas stuff, yeah, you got a Christmas tree from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we cut them down. Pete cut them down in the back room. We used to go, oh, you had everything, didn't you? It was absolutely full of decorations. Yeah.
So there would have been like a Christmas service down at the church.
Oh, yes. We did go to that. We used to go on a Christmas morning. We used to go down there. The kids loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my kids used to go to the Christingle at West Woody.
Yeah. Oh, that nice. Church is cute, isn't it?
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where my two uncles are buried. And all of them, all the family. Because they all originated sort of from West Woody, so they're all in there.
What did people from West Woody think about ink pen?
Well, I think it was more or less communal, a sort of thing. It all blended into one in them days, because people that lived in West Woody probably had somebody that lived here, and then they had the kids and all that, and I think that was nice. But now it's all, that one's there, and that one's there, and that's it. It's all these youngsters that come in, they spoil it, haven't they? I know we were young once, but we all seemed to blend in. And when you took the kids to school, David, they were all talking, the parents and...
But the difference was you were brought up in the area.
Yeah.
Most of the people who live here now were born and brought up miles away in the town somewhere.
Yeah, and they don't understand anything here, do they, a lot of it?
I think we've pretty much done all of the things.
Oh, thank you for that. It's so nice to see you.